But where are you really from?
But where are you really from?
Hey everyone, I'm Angela Lynn.
And I'm Jesse Lynn, and welcome back to another episode of But Where Are You Really From?
Today we're talking about why love, relationships, and dating is such a fascinating topic to everyone. And we have found repeatedly that the most interesting topics to you guys are ones that have anything to do with love, dating, sex, intimacy, like all of that. And so we're like, let's just kind of talk about that a little bit. It's such a fascinating thing because I think it's obviously inspired by our listenership, but something more meta, I feel like, in terms of like humankind is pretty obsessed with that. And we want to talk about why from our perspective.
You know, I think part of it's like you guys want to get to know us better, get to know our lives better, but definitely relationships are such a huge thing that sits on everyone's brain, because I feel like at the end of the day, like you want that magical, mystical media representation of you and your perfect partner. And so for me, a lot of the times what I do is when I'm unsure about decisions in my personal life, I shop that decision around. I talk to my friends, I read articles, I go on Reddit, I listen to podcasts like this. And so you're just trying to like decide like, hey, am I making this like right decision for me, for my personal life? And I just want to make really, really sure that I've absorbed all the different feedback and opinions before I make a potential decision on how I want to move forward with my love life choices or not.
Totally. I also do the same thing, the shopping around. It's like, never have I felt more like a lame internet, like hiding behind the internet person than when I search for relationship answers, because you know that shit, it's always like Quora comes up and like those like lame forums for like preteens and stuff. I'm like, is this who I am? Are these the topics that are relevant to me? I guess so. But I think to kind of reel it in to like, why do we do that? For me, I feel like there's two main reasons, and we can like go into that. One is, you've kind of alluded to it, is relationships are such a private matter usually, you know, like it's between two or maybe more people, depending on your setup. But it's not something you are broadcasting to everybody about, like, exactly what's going right or wrong. A lot of times, right, people like to boast about good things in their lives on social media, but especially the things that are going wrong, and you kind of need help to figure out how to work through conflict or, like, a weird situation or whatever. Those are not things that people talk as openly about. So it's really hard to get the right information to get advice on like, what do I do here? So when you do have opportunities to go into seemingly like a private world, and I think podcasts are an interesting format for a lot of people because it does feel more intimate. Like technically we're broadcasting to like anyone who's listening, but a lot of times it's us kind of talking amongst ourselves sometimes, and it's like you get to peek into this secret world. And especially if we're going to talk about our relationships and love and all that stuff, we are being quite open, more open than most people would be. So it does allow you to, like, in a very special circumstance, get to peek behind the curtain of a world that is usually kept fairly private between other folks, and it's hard to get information about.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And we talk a lot about issues that I don't know if everybody faces. Like, we've talked about open relationships, we've talked about couples counseling. Like, I think these are a lot of private issues that people just generally have an interest in, like, even if they're not experiencing that kind of issue themselves, because it's just kind of like WebMD, right? You're like, oh my God, you just keep going down this like rabbit hole of like gathering information about relationships. And I feel like it's such a ironic behavior, because relationships, feelings, and other people are, it's this thing where it's like you can collect all of the data points, all of the facts, all of the info, and you'll still wake up tomorrow and be like, why the fuck this person do that? Why are they behaving like this? And it's just like, it's just how it is. Like, there's no way to demystify the behavior of any person in a relationship. Like sometimes it's rational, sometimes it's not. And so I feel like a lot of the desire to like really dive into relationship based materials is like this fear. Like you kind of want to like gather more information to like really demystify what is happening. But the more you gather, it doesn't really bring you closer or further from what you're looking for, because the answer is talking to the other person.
100%. I agree so much with what you just said. You're getting to kind of, I mentioned before, it's like it's in our human nature to want to like gravitate towards things around love and relationships. And everyone has baggage, right? I feel like what's always kind of unspoken is that we all have so much baggage that we carry as ourselves into this relationship. And until you've built up enough trust with this other person, you will never know the full extent of their baggage and how their baggage influences their decisions in your relationship. So it's like, you can try to search all the information you can to like see if you find on the internet someone who's like as close as possible to your partner and what you're going through, but you're never gonna find like exactly the same thing, because everyone is special in their own way, because we've all been brought up slightly differently and had different experiences. And it's just, I think that's also part of the intrigue, is that we're all like individually kind of little mysteries because we bring mystery baggage into each relationship.
Hey listeners, wondering how you can support us? The biggest way is by increasing our visibility by following us on Instagram at Where Are You From Pod, on TikTok at But Where Are You Really From, subscribing to our YouTube channel under But Where Are You Really From Podcast, rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, and telling your friends. The more people we can get to listen to the show, the more we can continue spotlighting different perspectives and stories. And if you feel so inclined, we're also accepting donations at buymeacoffee.com/whereareyoufrom. Thanks y'all.
Yeah, just like coming back, like bringing those ideas all together and coming back to why I think listeners like to hear about this is it's like dive into pieces of it that are like very real and like expose parts of our life that people don't necessarily have experience with. And so I think that that is something that people can really connect with. Like people want to be able to feel something that is a real representation of what is like happening in someone's life.
Yes. Let's talk about representation, because media, I think, is a huge reason why love, dating, sex is always top of mind for most people, is because we're bombarded with it in mainstream and indeed whatever media. It's like the number of love songs, movies, rom-com shows, K-dramas, like this is a huge industry, and it's in their interest to keep pumping out this shit because people will always want to grab it. And it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? Because people like rom-coms because it largely makes them feel good, right? Like they feel some sort of joy in the end, and there's a comfort, and like you kind of know what the story arc's always gonna be in a rom-com. But it does fill your head with kind of these very unrealistic representations of what a relationship and what sex is going to be like. And especially when you're younger and you're growing up and you haven't had all of these experiences yet, and you're kind of bombarded with these ideas of what love is supposed to be, and sex for that matter, like porn completely distorts what sex is supposed to be between people. It's like you just have these preconceptions, and then you bring that into relationships and find out like, wait, this is not what that's supposed to be. So I feel like it's this weird thing where we're all primed to want love, relationships, sex, because it's always being fed to us some way. But we're also lost all the time because those are not real representations of what relationships are supposed to be like, usually. And so then you try to seek out the other half of it, of the information about real relationships, through things like self-help and podcasts and books and whatever. So that's kind of how I see it. It's like this funnel.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But I do think that these, like all of these things represent fundamental needs that people have. So like a need for happiness, a need for comfort, a need for a companionship. And I just think that the way that the expectation is created for these things in this romance industry is unrealistic. And our listener base is of an age where I think they are pretty cognizant of that. And so, like, how validating must it be to hear us talk about it and be like, this is bullshit. It's not like this. Like, you're not crazy. Like, this is total, like, crap. And this is what our relationships actually look like. Even though, like, for example, I have a Finsta. And my Finsta is full of really great photos of mostly me, but sometimes my partner. But, like, is that our life 24/7? No. Like, it's our life, like, maybe 5% of the time, tops.
Hey, don't throw us under the bus. We're not old. We're not that old. And our listenership is not that old.
No. I just mean that everyone, that I would say most people that are listening have had enough life experience to, like, there was a period of my life where I took that romance industry message and I took it so deep into me where I was like, what's wrong with me? I never even questioned that that narrative was wrong per se. It was just like, why can't I get this? Like, what can I do to get there? Why can't I be this person that I see getting whatever they want? And I think that most of our listeners have come to a place where they're like, well, that's just bullshit. Like, it makes me feel some kind of way, but I can tell that it's bullshit. And like, you're trying to reorient or like rebuild yourself around what a proper expectation of love and relationships looks like.
And if all that sounds interesting to you, we do have a recap of all, I mean, not a full recap, but we have seriously covered this topic in so many different facets. So, and we know that every time we come up with new episodes, there's kind of new listeners streaming in at different points of when we publish. So maybe you haven't heard or know that we have all these topics. So we want to make sure that people get access to these things that a lot of people don't talk about and maybe you might find some value in. So some of the past topics that we've talked about are things like dating as an Asian American, because obviously, but where are you really from? So we talked about things like dating in and outside of the race, parental expectations about who we should be dating and end up with, growing up Asian and how that has stunted our ability to like function totally in relationships because, yeah, I don't know, Asian culture just isn't as like emotion based. So those things. What else, Jesse? What else have we covered?
We have talked about sex and intimacy in the lens of not talking about sex and intimacy with our family and not knowing where to learn that from. We've had guests talk to us about arranged marriages and what the process of going through divorce is like, which is a big, big, big thing. We've talked about dating non-Asian people and what our parents think about it and how we feel about it. We've talked about open relationships. We talked about couples counseling. We had an episode about Zoom dating during the pandemic. Girl, it's like everything under the sun. So if you want like the full catalog, definitely go back and take a listen.
Yes. And on a completely different end of that spectrum, because this is all in the kind of box of a like intimate partner-based relationship. We've also talked about self-love, which is a very important aspect of being a functional person in any relationship anyway, is to love yourself first. And also, we are recording an episode right after this, actually, for later this batch about parental love, so, like our kind of weird tension, weird upbringings, and differences between Eastern, Western parental ways of showing love towards their kids. So we do really try to like cover this idea of love and relationships through many facets. So if that's interesting to you, definitely hit subscribe. Go back to our old episodes and keep following the show. But we'd love to hear from you listeners. We've covered a lot, but there's so many things you could cover around this topic. So what aspect of dating, relationships, intimacy are you most interested in and want us to dive into next? Drop us a comment wherever you're watching this or on social media, and we'd love to get your opinions because, yeah, it's a fascinating topic for us too. There's a reason we also keep doing it. It's fun for us as well.
Awesome. And as always, come back next week for a fresh new episode. Until then,
Zaijian, bitches.